Week 14, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light, to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Psalm 37. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me. Through your anger all my body is sick. Through my sin there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. O Lord, you know all my longing. Psalm 37 continued. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long. All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart. O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes. My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, you know all my longing. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Psalm 37 concluded. But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defence. I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph if my foot should slip. For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay. My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right. O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Saviour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. My eyes yearn for your saving help. I await the promise of your justice. A reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 1. Nathan said to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, "Have you not heard that Adonijah, the son of Haggith, has become king, and David our Lord does not know it? Now therefore, come, let me give you counsel, that you may save your own life and the life of your son Solomon. Go in at once to King David and say to him, 'Did you not, my lord the king, swear to your maidservant, saying, Solomon, your son, shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne? Why then is Adonijah king?' Then, while you are still speaking with the king, I also will come in after you and confirm your words." So Bathsheba went to the king into his chamber. Now the king was very old, and Abishag the Shunammite was ministering to the king. Bathsheba bowed and did obeisance to the king, and the king said, "What do you desire?" She said to him, "My lord, you swore to your maidservant by the Lord your God, saying, 'Solomon your son shall reign after me. He shall sit upon my throne.' And now, behold, Adonijah is king, although you, my lord the king, do not know it. He has sacrificed oxen, fatlings, and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the sons of the king, Abiathar the priest, and Joab the commander of the army. But Solomon your servant he has not invited. And now, my lord the king, the eyes of all Israel are upon you, to tell them who shall sit on the throne of my lord the king after him. Otherwise it will come to pass, when my lord the king sleeps with his fathers, that I and my son Solomon will be counted offenders." While she was still speaking with the king, Nathan the prophet came in. And they told the king, "Here is Nathan the prophet." And when he came in before the king, he bowed before the king with his face to the ground. And Nathan said, "My lord the king, have you said, 'Adonijah shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne?' For he has gone down this day, and has sacrificed oxen, fatlings, and sheep in abundance, and has invited all the king's sons, Joab the commander of the army, and Abithar the priest. And behold, they are eating and drinking before him, and saying, 'Long live King Adonijah!' But me, your servant, and Zadok the priest, and Benaiah the son of Joiada, and your servant Solomon, he is not invited. Has this thing been brought about by my lord the king? And have you not told your servants who should sit on the throne of my lord the king after him?" Then King David answered, "Call Bathsheba to me." So she came into the king's presence and stood before the king. And the king swore, saying, "As the Lord lives, who has redeemed my soul out of every adversity, as I swore to you by the Lord, the God of Israel, saying, 'Solomon, your son shall reign after me, and he shall sit upon my throne in my stead,' even so will I do this day." Then Bathsheba bowed with her face to the ground, and did obeisance to the king, and said, "May the Lord King David live for ever." King David said, "Call to me Zadok the priest, Nathan the prophet, and Benaiah the son of Joiada." So they came before the king, and the king said to them, "Take with you the servants of your lord, and cause Solomon my son to ride on my own mule, and bring him down to Gihon. And let Zadok the priest and Nathan the prophet there anoint him king over Israel. Then blow the trumpet and say, Long live King Solomon! You shall then come up after him, and he shall come and sit upon my throne, for he shall be king in my stead. And I have appointed him to be ruler over Israel and over Judah. Then David slept with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David. And the time that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron, and 33 years in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was firmly established. A responsory from the Song of Songs, chapter 3. Come out, daughters of Zion, and see King Solomon wearing the crown that was his mother's gift to him on his day of triumph. Grant to the king, O God, your own skill in judgment. May he deal out justice to the people and to your poor redress on this day of triumph. A reading from the letter of Pope St. Clement I to the Corinthians. See, dear friends, what a great and wondrous thing love is. Its perfection is beyond all words. Who is fit to be called its possessor but those whom God deems worthy? Let us beg and implore of his mercy that we may be purged of all earthly preferences for this man or that, and be found faultless in love. Though every generation from Adam to the present day has passed from the earth, yet such of them as by God's grace were perfected in love have their place now in the courts of the godly, and at the visitation of Christ's kingdom they will be openly revealed. For it is written, Go into your secret chambers for a very little while, till my rage and my fury pass away, and then I will remember a day of gladness, and raise you out of your graves. My friends, if we keep God's commandments in a true, loving comradeship together, so that our sins may be forgiven for that love's sake, we are blessed indeed. It is written, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and over whose sins a veil is drawn. Blessed is the man of whose sins the Lord takes no account, and on whose lips there is no deceit. And this blessing was theirs who were chosen by God through Jesus Christ our Lord. To him be glory for ever and ever. Amen. So let us beg forgiveness for all our misdoings and the wrongs which our adversary's intervention has moved us to commit. Those who have taken the lead in promoting faction and discord should bethink themselves of that hope which is common to us all. If men are really living in the fear and love of God, they would sooner endure affliction themselves than see their neighbours suffer, and would prefer reproach to fall on them rather than on the tradition of peaceful harmony which has been so proudly and loyally handed down to us. It is better for a man to admit his faults frankly than to harden his heart. Is there any man of noble mind among you, a man who is compassionate, a man overflowing with love? Then let such a one say, If it is I who am the cause of disorder, friction, or division among you, I will remove myself. I will go away anywhere you wish, and I will do anything the congregation says. Only let there be peace between Christ's flock and their appointed clergy. Anyone who does this will earn a great name for himself in Christ, and be sure of a welcome anywhere, for the earth and everything in it is the Lord's. Men who are truly citizens of heaven, the citizenship that brings no regrets, have done such things in the past, and they will still do so today. Responsory from 1 John chapter 4. This is the commandment that Christ gave us: he who loves God must love his brother also. The whole law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets depend on these two commandments: he who loves God must love his brother also. Let us pray. Lord God, when our world lay in ruins, you raised it up again on the foundation of your Son's passion and death. Give us grace to rejoice in the freedom from sin which he gained for us, and bring us to eternal joy. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.